So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hey guys, I wanted to talk about another barrier that prevents people from getting into ketosis. And that topic is stress, okay? Mental stress. Could be physical stress too, but with mental stress, you have the stress that you're not adding exertion or exercise or movement to burn off that excess sugar, because high levels of stress increase the hormone cortisol. And cortisol is a type of hormone that has a lot to do with sugars. Even the name of it is called a glucose corticoid, okay? So cortisol increases sugar. It actually causes the liver to make sugar, even when you're not consuming any sugar. Okay. And with the high levels of sugar, you have high levels of insulin. So if the insulin's too high, you're not going to get into ketosis and you're going to actually gain weight. Even this condition right here from Frank Netter's book, Encyclopedia of Endocrinology, high levels of cortisol will cause you to get belly fat. It can even cause diabetes. Okay. So stress is the thing that activates that. So let's say you have this chronic ongoing problem with something. Let's say you have a teenager that is in trouble with something, drugs or whatever it is, and you're constantly worrying about it. You're in a bad relationship with, can't communicate, boom, increased stress. You have a sick parent you have to take care of. Constantly you're stressed about that. You have a loss that you're stuck in. Or you're in this situation where you have chronic pain that just won't heal from an accident or something. You have this condition of pain, constant stress, constant worry, even constant pain that you have a lot of medications you can't seem to get off of. So the problem is when you're in this stress mode, sometimes you get stuck in it and you can't quite get out. So you're going to have to figure out how you're going to get out of this stressful situation to actually reduce the cortisol, because that's really the thing that's going to solve everything. But in the meantime, you can take more vitamin B1. Nutritional yeast is a good source for that. This will greatly lower stress. And stress depletes your B1, so putting it back in there will give you a lot of relief, okay? Walking is vital. I'm talking like not 5 minutes. I'm talking like an hour or two a day. Very therapeutic. Not with the headphones on, just you walking in nature. Very therapeutic. More sleep, okay? Take naps. These will help. And then you will actually start to lower the cortisol, decrease the sugar, and eventually get into ketosis. All right, thanks for watching. So we've been getting a lot of success stories, but I don't have your success story yet. So click the link down below and upload your before and after. I wanna actually hear about your success story. I wanna see your before and afters. And every week we do featured success stories. So click the link down below and share your success. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.